pause for thought.
I don't know about you, but I know that being given guidance, directions, or told what to do can bring out the worst in me. Indeed, possibly ignite a rebellious streak. Do you cringe when you think of the things you've said or done, especially to those who love us most, such as parents, spouse, and even more so, God? In 1 John, we're told, this is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. I love sailing, but I'm very aware of the risks, therefore follow the RNLI guidance so as to reduce these risks. However, as many of you know, there is more to it than just wearing a life jacket. There's weather forecasts to check, tides and winds to take into account, along with a passage plan to work out, which aims to ensure we safely arrive at our destination. Despite all this, I think many sailors would agree that the fun is in the passage, the journey, and not necessarily the destination. Christians, through God's redeeming grace and Christ's atoning sacrifice, should be able to say that the journey can be fun, but the destination is even better. Often people will say that all roads lead to heaven. All we have to do is lead a good life, do our best, and we'll arrive there. In this Holy Week, we're reminded of the atoning sacrifice Jesus made for fulfilling God's salvation plan. And like the RNLI, it's available freely for all. The good news is that in Jesus' case, you can have eternal salvation. The price was paid in full by Jesus on the cross. No donations or subscriptions required. And in John's Gospel, we're given guidance and directions for the only way to heaven. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life. There should be no compromise in safety while at sea. There are consequences. If you find yourself in a thick mist without a compass, overboard without a life jacket, or reading an inaccurate chart, it's unlikely you'll arrive safely at your destination or get to it at all. In a similar way that sailors use a compass or a chart plotter, so Christians can refer to the Bible as their map for life. It offers the best guidance on how to ensure a safe passage, so we have free will to accept or reject Jesus' guidance when he uncompromisingly says, you either believe in me or you don't believe in me. If you don't believe in me, the wrath of God will come upon you. History records how the early believers were fed to lions, crucified or impaled on stakes because they stood fast and would not compromise or renounce what they believe and knew as truth. In this Holy Week, we're reminded there is no other way to heaven but the way of Jesus Christ. The good news is that following him requires nothing more than faith, and that is certainly much easier and safer than making your own passage plans, charts, to ensure a safe passage, and also a heavenly destination. What better course is there?